and egg wash is the one to make it brown and, you know, shiny.
Mm-hmm. So how much spice and fruit would you put in that Bundo recipe?
I think they use currants and they don't use raisins, currants and sultanas, I think. Can you pass me what they've suggested? It might remind me. Yes, they could use milk, a little bit of cardamom pods. One cinnamon stick. Oh, how posh. Two cloves. How posh. Right, 1/4 teaspoon of grated nutmeg. Oh, how much flour has she got? Nearly 1.50 pounds. So 1/4 teaspoon full of grated nutmeg. 1/2 teaspoon full of ground ginger. And I should use the same as cinnamon. One's 1/4 and 1's 1/2, isn't it? Cinnamon is much more delicate than ginger, so I'd swap those and say 1/4 teaspoon of ginger and 1/2 teaspoon full of cinnamon. I wouldn't bother with cloves because I don't like them. No, that's not true. I do. Pinch of clove, ground clove. Or if you've got mixed spice and you add a bit of cinnamon and ginger to it, nobody will know the difference. So, and the fruit you need is currants. They don't put sultanas. Currants and mixed peel. Mixed. If you want some, you better use up some of mine. It's a bit hard now, it's dried out. And the 3 tablespoons of plain flour at the bottom there is to make the crosses.
Mm.
So you just mix it with water and a little bit of cooking oil to make a kind of stuff that you can squeeze out of a piping bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put, when they're ready to go, you have your, say that's your tray of buns, and you go, and then make them all in one go.
Mm.
You've probably seen me do it.
I have. I remember watching you do them when I was little.
Yes. And you don't want the hole for the piping bag too big. You must, the smaller the better, then it makes, I don't like a lot of cross on them. I like just a little. When we were little, my mother used to make the cross on hot cross buns just with a knife.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't work very well because they open up.
Yeah.
Or else it disappears if you're not too careful.